Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, it's the end of the year. I wanted to talk about the top 10 beauty hacks that we've been seeing on TikTok and trends out there on social media, because I think it's so interesting to follow a trend, and we've seen some really thought-provoking ideas this year. Oftentimes, a TikTok trend stems from a consumer need and demand. And you know what? Women these days and men are very discerning about beauty, and we are very into the idea that we can hack our health, our appearance, our lifestyles, and just like speed up efficiencies in our lives. So let's talk about top 10 beauty hacks on TikTok this year, according to data that was compiled by New Beauty Magazine and a cute little article I read over there. The UK-based company Nordchem looked into the top 10 beauty hacks on TikTok. Number one out of 10 was rosemary water for hair growth with 58.2 million views. Using rosemary to promote hair growth is one of the most viewed beauty hacks on TikTok, especially for hair care. You can find rosemary oil in many different hair growth products and in stores. So the trend was to do DIY rosemary waters and oils in your own home. Why does rosemary work so well? It's the anti-inflammatory properties that stimulate circulation. This is going to help with hair follicle growth. It trickles into the roots of the follicle. It helps trigger circulatory benefits. It stimulates healthier hair. It's an herbal remedy. And fresh rosemary, when you add to boiling water and let it simmer for 15 to 30 minutes, you can remove the pot from the heat and then remove the rosemary pieces, strain it, put that into a water bottle, and spray it on your roots. Like, what could be more natural and more beneficial? It sounds like such an easy, nice treatment. You get a little scalp massage going. So rosemary water for hair growth, top trend, one of the top trends. Number two was slugging your skin with a Vaseline. And 42.8 million views were seen on this moisture locking trend. Some dermatologists previously have explained slugging as this concept of putting on a thick layer of frosting on your skin at night. When you apply this petroleum jelly, it becomes an occlusive layer which can help trap in humectants, moisturizing products, nighttime moisturizers. It can really potentiate the results of topical ingredients like retinols, driving them deeper into the skin. And the benefit of skin slugging with Vaseline is things don't evaporate. They get this jelly shield that locks in skincare products and moisturizer. Many dermatologists actually prescribe and use this method on themselves. Lots of us use Aquaphor Vaseline type jellies. I know I have a tub by the bedside and I love it for dry hands, dry feet. I'll slather my hands in Vaseline or Aquaphor and put them in some white cotton gloves. Also do the same with thick socks and dry feet. They wake up with the nicest, most soft and baby fresh feet and hands. I also do believe that the skin of the neck around the eyes does not make enough oil glands. And so I apply a layer of Vaseline on top of my really nice eye cream. My Revitalize eye cream is one of the best. It has retinol in it, helps with fine lines, wrinkles, dark circles, and it builds collagenization around the eyes. So for me, I use that first, and then I'll put that occlusive skin slugging layer of Vaseline on top. And I love it for dry lips. I will also add a little to upper lower eyelids, both as well as the neck. The neck is the other thing. I'll use my neck cream and put some skin slugging Vaseline on top. That occlusive layer helps the peptides then to really penetrate and do their job. So these are some really great secrets. Vaseline's a little messy. Maybe throw a towel on your pillowcase so you don't get it all over the place. Number 3 out of 10 is using peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide to whiten your teeth has 37 million views. If you dilute your peroxide properly, it can kill bacteria and it contributes to gum health. But some dentists think this is controversial. It definitely may not significantly change your tooth color. These peroxide mouthwashes can also wipe out the beneficial bacteria that produce nitrous oxide around the gums and can worsen gingivitis, according to some dentists. But some gels and cleaners have hydrogen peroxide or carbamide peroxide to do a good job of whitening the teeth. So temporary brightness can improve with hydrogen peroxide for the teeth. Number four on the list is castor oil to grow your lashes, 34.6 million views. And all the time I'm hearing about castor oil for eyebrow growth. I have beautiful Middle Eastern patients who've been doing this for decades, and they use a spoolie brush to brush on their eyebrows or their eyelashes. And they also are using castor oil for hair growth. Castor oil is known to boost hair growth on the head, and it may naturally also have the same effect on lashes, but not necessarily for everyone. It's a great product if you're sensitive to Latisse or the other topicals out there that can thin the fat pads around the eyes and also cause eye color change. So I think it's nice to have a natural remedy. It also can make the lashes look fuller. It's very moisturizing and it gives a nice layer of shine. So castor oil, that trend might be here to stay. Okay, what's next? Number 5 out of 10 is self-tanner to contour the face, also called tantouring. Tantouring. That's got 24.3 million views. Contouring is popular with makeup, but you can also use this underpainting technique for self-tanner in order to contour with tan. And Marissa Brown of Coco Brown Tan, she coined that term tantouring years ago. And this technique uses self-tanner to contour your face so you don't have to do it as much with makeup. So you only need to contour once a week and you can create kind of a shallow, shadowy look under the cheekbones. You can contour your jawline to give definition and appear to be more sculpted there. It's a great concept. And if you're good with self-tanner, this is a way that you can avoid using so much makeup on there. Next up is plumping the lips. I know that lip plumpers with cinnamon and peppermint oil have been trending. That's number 6 out of 10 with 14.9 million views, using cinnamon oil or peppermint oil to plump you up. It's uncomfortable. So as a plastic surgeon, I know that it can be tingly and burny, and the side effects can come with peripheral burning around the border of the lip if it spills onto the skin or the cutaneous border around the pink vermilion. So it does plump the lips because it vasodilates. Both cinnamon and peppermint oil can do this, but you can get this burning effect, and it can cause irritation, dermatitis, and other discomfort. So just kind of keep that in mind with any lip plumper. It needs to stay on the vermilion pink border of the lip. You should test for sensitivities. You should make sure you're not allergic and make sure you can handle the burn. If you can't tolerate the burn, then stay off of the cinnamon peppermint lip plumpers. Number 7 out of 10 is using olive oil for a moisturizer. And that has 8.4 million views. Grapeseed oil and olive oil can both be used. It's great for a moisturizer for skin. It's not the worst idea. Olive oil actually has so many antioxidant properties. I recommend it for inflamed, irritated skin. I love the idea of moisturizing dry skin of the body with olive oil. This antioxidants and squalene content of the oils can definitely help with improving texture and aging skin changes. It's a really great moisturizer for deep hair conditioning. I will put olive oil in my hair 30 minutes prior to shampoo and let it really penetrate. And honestly, when you wash that out, your hair gets a really beautiful sheen and shine to it from sealing in the follicles. So that's, I think, a trend that's here to stay, using olive oil as a moisturizer for skin and also for hair treatments. And then next up was apple cider vinegar, which has been around so long as a dietary thing. And now people have been using it to treat acne. On TikTok, this has 11.3 million views. Apple cider shots. Did you know that you can dab apple cider on your acne? Apple cider vinegar is antibacterial. After all, it's an acid. It may help to improve pimples when you dab a small amount on there as a spot treatment. I think that we have so many treatments that are better than this, even from basic benzoyl peroxide gels and over-the-counter products and salicylic acid as well. But given that apple cider vinegar is a dilute weak acid, it is very safe to do. You can buy gallons of it, and it's inexpensive, and so there may be no downside to using that to dab on lightly with a Q-tip on a hot spot on your face. So that's something that probably the teenagers came up with, not so much coming from the dermatologist's side. Then lastly on the list, 10 out of 10 is using coconut oil as a makeup remover with 6.9 million views. And coconut oil is such a great ingredient for everything from cooking to skin health. This is one of the things. Makeup removing is, of course, the next step. So instead of using a makeup wipe that has preservatives, chemicals, and all kinds of stabilizers in it, why not just use coconut oil? And even the coconut oil from the grocery store works well. I love the Trader Joe's brand. I actually will put that into a hot bath, a couple tablespoons, and it gives you the nicest skin. I love it for preconditioning hair before a shampoo. It's also great for cuticles that are dry. And for makeup removing, you can just use it on a cotton pad and remove all the stuff that's on your skin. The texture is good. It's kind of like a cleansing balm feel. It's anti-inflammatory. We know that coconut oil has antibacterial properties and antiviral properties. And remember, if you're acne prone or you easily get plugged pores, you may want to avoid coconut oil and use something that's non-comedogenic instead. But other than that, super useful, definitely used for gargling to do like an oil pull to help get bacteria and bad toxins out of your mouth when you are brushing your teeth in the mornings. So many different uses for coconut oil, and that one is a super popular one, up to 6.9 million views. So there you have it, is top 10 beauty hacks on TikTok. What people are watching when patients are coming into our office. I love knowing that their brains have been primed with this content, because then it can help me to focus down a little bit more on the scientific, more advanced things that we're doing, so they don't have to rely on apple cider vinegar for their acne or coconut oil. There are things we do for hair loss that are so much more elevated and refined these days, but at least we know you're interested. At least we know you're trying. And I love that TikTok is making an effort to be educational, but definitely follow some of our accounts on TikTok, the plastic surgeons and the dermatologists out there that are trying to give you even better, more elevated information so you can do all the things that may not be trendy, but are super useful and very cutting edge. In our office this year, we're bringing on polynucleotides, which are DNA repair molecules derived from salmon. The salmon DNA fragments are highly purified, and they are highly effective for improving skin quality. It's all about skin quality this year. It's not about getting a bigger, fuller face or more volume. It's about skin quality to reverse the mottled, dry, adult, dehydrated skin and wrinkles. It's to give that glow and plump, youthful, dewy texture back to the skin. So I think you guys are going to love the polynucleotides. They get microneedled in. They clear up acne. They clear up this pigmentation. Large pores, fine lines, literally they help with hair growth. There is nothing we cannot do with DNA repair polynucleotides. Can't wait for you guys to try them. That is going to be the next big TikTok trend. That's it for now, guys. Have a very happy end of the year. And don't forget to find me every Tuesday on a longer podcast. And on Fridays, we do a 5-Minute Friday. Our Instagram is Beauty by Dr. K, DrKay. We love to have you check out our skincare, especially the Revitalize is great when you do your skin slugging for those tired eyes. The neck cream is amazing, and I love our Supermodel Sculpt Body Contour Cream. So you can actually use products that are stronger and better than all these trends. Just check them out. It's on our website, beautybydrk.com. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.